Okay, so we're going to learn and continue learning the Kitzmar on every week. Linaida, Baruch Hashem, for our friend Rabbi Ari has schar licha. He got reward for the walk, extra schar for the walk. Yada, you've already got that reward in your bank, in your Ruchnias bank account. And now we're going to add even more with Rabbeinu Nachman ben Feigen, Nachman ben Simcha, Chisaleinu, the Holy Rabbi, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And we're going to go into the Kitzmaran Torah Lamed Gimel. We already did the beginning part, Aleph and Beis. We're just going to start again with Beis because I think it's important. I think we all have to work on this inyan day by day, especially if you're in the working panasa world, which most Jews at our age and family should be, because we need to make panasa for our families. We need to do it with Emunah. We need to do it with Chizuk from the Tzaddikim, and that's what we're going to get from this. I think that's important, no?
Yes.
I'll tell you one quote. We, after the whole Iran missile attack, that was very difficult. I'm sure it was difficult for you, 2 a.m. Maybe it was actually 1:48, someone said. I saw in the thing. So 1:48 is Gematria Nachman, Gematria Kemach, which is interesting. It's what we're learning about. Kemach and Nachman. Yeah, we're learning Nachman and Kemach. 1:48 is Gematria Nachman. All the Breslovers use it as their password. If you ever want to figure out a Breslover's password, just use 1:48. It's because it's Gematria Nachman. That's also Gematria Kemach, which is Panasa. You know, your chita for the matzahs and for everything. I've got my matzahs already. So, Motzei Shabbos, the next day, we were here in the Beis Midrash, and Nate, our sadical friend here, sits in front of us. This old yid, you know, special yid. He's not so old, actually. He's pretty young in his energy. So he's got up and he said, Mishenikness Ada Marbin Besimcha. You heard that one? No, you heard already. Mishenikness Nissen Marbin Be'amuna. Increase your Amuna. When Nissen comes, increasing your Amuna. The whole Chag coming up, Chag Pesach, is eating Milchisa de Manasa, is eating Matzahs of Amuna, and is increasing medicine for our soul, Amuna. The whole Chag. We get rid of the Chametz so we can take medicine, literally. What's the medicine? Amuna. What's the Amuna? Through the man, through the Matzah. Matzah is 3 times Ma. Yeah, 3 times Ma is Gematria Matzah. It's all about turning the Chametz into Matzah, the Kemach into Matzah, and keeping away the Chametz. Yeah, reducing that extra little bit that we don't need from the Ches, minusing it 3. From Chametz, and those 3 things are Gaiva, Taiva, and Kina. Get rid of those 3 negative traits, and we get to Matzah. Because the numerical difference between Matzah and Chametz is 3. Just between a Ches and a Hay. You open up, break the Ches into a Hay, and you got your holy Matzah. And this is the Zman of Amuna. So we're going to learn from Rabbi Nachman, Gematria Kemach, we're going to learn about the Inyan of Matzah. Mishnah Kness Nissen. All the miracles Hashem's doing for us. He saved us from our enemies. Yeah, it was like such a miraculous attack. Even with all the help from our friends, yeah. Even the fact they wanted to help us, yeah. With all the generations when we were Machshamam in Europe with all those evil people there, we couldn't, there was no Americans and anyone to help us. They just were slaughtering us, yeah. Lord Elena, never again. That was only 80 years ago. So now, in this Tufchin, Dalid, Hashem poded us, he redeemed us, saved us from our enemies, saving us from Hamas, saving us from Machshamam, saving us from Iran, Machshamam. And we're going to talk about it a bit more on the Real Kindness podcast tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. Get into the whole sugya. But the whole point is, the main point is Amunah. So we want to have Shalom, that was the previous concept, Oyev Shalom. We want to have Shalom between us and our wives. We must mention that's a very important Achana for Pesach. But we also have to know Sach Ladash from Male Kol Aretz Kavodai. It says in base. You got that? And we need to know that Hashem fills all the worlds with his honor. Yeah? Is that the correct translation? Fills the whole world. We already did that with his honor. Yeah, if you want to check anything out below and give us any ideas, I'm happy. I'm pretty open. Delays Asar Penemi. There's no place that's free from him. Yeah? Everything's Hashem. There's no place, it says in Tikkun Izzah, which is free from Hashem. That he fills all the worlds, serveth Kolamin, and surrounds all the worlds. Even those who are Osik in business, but with the Goyim, with the nations, yeah, which I assume some of those caller IDs of those kind of things, yeah, all kinds of people calling you because you're busy with that. Lo yachol nisnasolomer, you're not able to nisnasolomer and say e efshel lo avodes Hashem yisbach machmas avias gashmias shenofel tamid alav. Why? What's the problem? You're not able to serve Hashem. Why? Because you feel, you can relate to this. This is what we did the other day. It feels so physical what you're dealing with. And your life feels so physical and so heavy and so thick with gashmias, with physicalness. You don't feel spiritual. You don't feel elevated. Yeah, you got a cold, you got a cough, it's hay fever this time of year. All kinds of excuses. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're tired from the pace of cleaning. Yeah, even though you're keeping Yiddishkeit, but it's hard work and trying to balance out with panasa and everything else. Machmas oisek. Yeah, she oisek tamid imohem. And the Rabbi Nachman is focusing on the fact that you're busy being osik with them. Now, you're blessed, you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you can still have a panasa from America, yeah? A lot of other people also. So, Baruch Hashem, that's a blessing. But every so often, you still have to go back and deal with it, yeah? And when you're in those times, it's generally quite hard. You know, the language, the environment, the
hard to remember that Hashem's in the whole world, basically.
Yes, Hashem filling the whole world, exactly. And that his honor, it's all about his honor. And you start to think, maybe I'm a macher, I'm the one running things. Or you start to think, you know, like it's so heavy, I can't have time for Minchamara, I've got too much to do. I don't have time, I've got to work, I've got to send another email, yeah? I don't have time for this Yiddishkeit business. So that becomes a test. So what happens? Ki kavar goli lanu chachmenu. So Baruch Hashem, the Rabbanim already knew about all this, yeah? What do you think? Hashem would just throw us into the deep end and leave us to drown? He's going to give us a lifeboat, or give us an etzer, how to get out of this. T'chonin l'baruch Hashem, b'chol devarim gashmim, b'chol l'shonas ha'achum, in every single physical thing we do, and every single language of the nations, yochol l'motzeh behem elikus. You're able to find godliness. Hashem's there, Hashem's everywhere. Yeah, it's a good song. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. Up, down, all around. Hashem to be found. Yeah, our job is to bring out Hashem. Yeah, bring out the elikus, b'chol devar. Keep a low elikus and ain l'shem chias v'kiyam klal. Because the Rabbi Nachman is reminding us that nothing exists without elikus. Without elikus, it wouldn't exist. Yeah, you ever saw The Matrix? Like that kind of thing. The whole thing would just fall apart into like a bunch of code or nothing. Yeah? It's a sham. The godliness that keeps it all going. Yeah, so we should never like feel like we're away from Hashem. Hashem's totally there. Sometimes it feels a little bit, you know, not so great, the revelation at that point, you know, like the way you're connected to Hashem, you're not feeling like it's flowing so good, and you're feeling tired, you're feeling heavy. So emotionally, you're not really with it. But that's where we have opportunities like this to learn, to daven, to be around good friends, who we can get ourselves into a good emotional state. We have to pump ourselves up to get ourselves into the mood, whether we feel it or not. Seder night, we have to dance around a little bit, get into the mood. Get into the mood to give over the Seder. We're responsible for our family and the people at our table. To give over good energy. Hagadah Telebincha, like you gave over Purim. It's great energy. Very, very sincere. Oh, I'm still feeling it now. The MS. It's the whole Indian of Purim is to get ourselves through the drinking to a state of Devekas to Hashem and purity of heart. And I felt that at your house, Baruch Hashem. A lot of sincere emotions going on. Beautiful to see you. Beautiful Yid. Yiddish heart. Right, and it says here, without this elikus, there would be no chias in anything. Because Hashem is the one who gives chias and life force to everything. There's a passage we say every day in Pesukah Dezimra, when you give the tzedakah, that's the point when you're meant to give the tzedakah. You're meant to give the tzedakah then, so you have in kavana that Hashem is mechaya everything. He gives energy to everything. Do you think about that sometimes when you're, I don't know, Einam Avali, you're standing in the middle of Manhattan somewhere, you're going to go check out another property. You think, oh, it's all Hashem. Even in that moment.
Always, yeah, I mean, I always...
That's a Yid. And that's what Yiddish Nesham is thinking about. We're not thinking about how can I go run and find some Aveira to be busy with now for the next few hours. I'm thinking about Hashem. Hashem's thinking about us, that's for sure. And He's with us. Levad Shechayat Elikus Hazeh Hashem Asim Sogodah B'miyat. That not only is the Chiyas Elikus or there, but it's simsum godol v'miyat, that it's a great simsum, and it seems like a lessening of its revelation. Rak dei chayinu l'chayas lo yosa. It's sometimes it's there by the goyim just to keep it alive, keep it vivified, energized. That's often enough of the revelation of Hashem just to keep that thing. Sometimes you think, wow, this is really gashmius. There's just enough godliness there to keep it alive. Yeah, I don't know if you've been in those kind of places recently. I think I have, not so long ago.
That what?
It's a real low, low place. But even there, the godliness is still there, even if it's on a very low level revelation. There's a lot of simsumin. There's some real, you know, gashmius.
But like, if you're in a place you shouldn't be, should you really try to find like God in it?
I wouldn't be firm probably if it wasn't for this. I wouldn't be shomer Torah mitzvah. Forget firm. Firm's rubbish. I wouldn't be shomer Torah mitzvah if it wasn't for this. I mean, I wouldn't be connected to Hashem
if it wasn't for what?
This concept. Because I was standing in a nightclub and this girl was singing to me, and it was a priest's dicker place, and it was probably asked for any firm yid, any shomer Torah mitzvah yid to be there. But I was about, I was before Bat Shuva, I was like coming from that world of you know, non-religious, very low level traditional. To me, this was like where people go, like this is the mitzvah to be like the best James Bond you can be. So I'm standing being James Bond in the nightclub, and there's this girl dancing around in front of me, and I'm connecting to Hashem at that moment. She's saying to me, you're free, you've got to be where you got to be, you've got to live your life and be where you got to be. It was a song. And I suddenly felt, yeah, this is not me. I'm better than this. I'm better than this situation. I'm better than this girl that I've been busy with for a while. I'm better than this, all this stuff. And I suddenly felt my neshama take over. So what? Sometimes going to happen where Hashem's going to show you in the lowest places. That's where you come to the Dveikus to Hashem. And this is not the first story. I mean, just, I can tell you.
So I get that it still doesn't answer my question exactly.
Look,
so
clearly, don't go there.
It's okay.
Once you know.
No, so that I get. Yeah. No, so it's okay to find Hashem in a place like that. Of course, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but let's say you choose to go somewhere, which is like not the right decision. Not right. Okay. Let's say you choose to go somewhere.
You make a mistake and you choose to do it.
Once you're there, are you supposed to like.
Now you
be
need
looking,
to.
But I'm saying, are you supposed to be.
Try to get out there as quick as possible. But while you're still getting out,
I feel
call
like,
to Hashem.
Right. I feel
bring Hashem
like
there. Might as well. Elevate the place. Mm. Find a yid and bring him out with you. Take him somewhere. Take him to a mincha. Take him to a marav. You know how many times that you can schlep a Jew out of some of those places if you find yourself in those places? Sometimes that's the reason you had the moment of Yerida, just to help another Jew. You know how many times that happened to me where I was somewhere where I should probably be, but I was there to help a Yid, to connect to a Yid, and down the road I see good things come from it?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a deep concept. Yeah, I think we jumped. It's just to keep it going. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is restricting his godliness in the biggest forms of constrictions and all different kinds of them. Reishis haMachshava ad, and this is what I was saying before, the first four, until what? The Mekudim Mekadesh Olam HaGashmi. Until that point of physicality, like the center of the physicality of this world, like Manhattan or Trafalgar Square in London, where there's places everywhere, Tel Aviv, Dusseldorf, yeah, wherever it is, there's this Merkaz of Gashmi, and you're in that place right now, you're in Vegas or whatever, God forbid. Yeah, you're in that place, and now in that place, Shasham Medora Klippers, who's hanging out there? The Klippers, everything around you, suddenly you're in Times Square, and suddenly the Rebbe is on the screen going like this, because you're with C-Teen, and you're doing a concert to say Shemai Sochem Echnesh Mechad, and you're bringing out the Elokus for all these teenagers that otherwise wouldn't connect like this. So that's what happened. I've been in such events. I've been in such places. Shouldn't be in Times Square, but for that, it was Kedai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was sure. Kedai. I DJed the event, and I booked Nissan Black, and it was an amazing event. You can Google it online, Nissan Black Times Square. I'm the DJ at the beginning. You see me come up.
How long ago was that?
2018, I think.
He's gone there since then, right?
He did an event with C-Teen in Times Square. He did an event in like after part.
Because B did that, but I think he did it like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, so he was at the end, the last concert they did. He wasn't at Times Square one. The only time he was at Times Square was that year when I was there. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. If you look at the beginning of this video, right at the beginning, go back to the beginning. He's going to do his Malchera Tainu, which is for Pesach, funny enough. Right at the beginning, the Chabad the Ogni, he put on this in black thing. I remember when he uploaded this, I was with him, managing him. You see me there, I'm the DJ. It was meant to be Matt Dub, for some reason they let me do it. Because Matt Dub wasn't booked to do it, so he didn't end up doing it, so I ended up DJing. That was me.
How's everybody doing out there tonight?
Woo! 2018. Okay, so that over there is hanging out the Clippers, generally, yeah? The Chol Mash is Tarshu Yosem, Misamse Yosem Lamata. And with all this, he's Mishtashla. All these, it's hard to say Mishtashla is, but it's like a chain of events, chain of simsumim, of constrictions, more and more, all the way down to the bottom, like this chain of higher worlds going all the way down to the lowest worlds, all the constrictions of Elokus until what? Until we get to this place where it seems like very thick and very far from Hashem, seemingly. Well, the point here with Emunah is to say Elokus ma'abusham ma'abushim rabim yoseh, that the Elokus is clothed in many kinds of ma'abushim, more. Zeh shegalo chachmeinu, zechon lebrochen. This is what the Chachamim revealed, paschu lanu pasach. Yeah? They open up this little like Pesach, this little opening. Shemasko yudeh yavin, shchor devam gashim yesh Elokuso v'chiyoso. They open up to teach us, to educate, to give us that intellect, to know and to understand that in every single thing physical, there is godliness and life and vitality from Hashem. I hope I'm translating everything correctly. I'm doing my best.
Kamosha
Amru Chachmeinu, and it's like our holy sages said, Tzchon Lebrach, and we should be blessed. And it's from the Gemara Menachos, Tat Bekas Bishtaim. So this is, we say, Totafus, yeah? Every day we say, when we do tefillin, Shalom Tam Lebenechem, to both moms, you have to come, Shalom Tam Le'oita Yidech, and Le'oita Toto Fos, Bein Enecha. So Tat Kas Bishtaim, it means in African, twice. Pas, oh, sorry, Kaspi is some other language, like Ethiopian or something. Shtaim. Pas ba'afgri shtaim. And pas is an African shtaim. Shadir b'chol eshonis akum yesham elikus machaya oisa. Yeah, even in every language there's godliness. Why? Because the word we use for totafos, which is tefillin, why do we just say tefillin? We don't. We say totafos. Why do we say totafos? To teach us we're elevating even the non-Jewish languages through our mitzvahs, through Torah, through the Torah Kadosh itself. He uses the word totafos, which means tas in Ethiopian, I think, kas vishtaim, some sort of African language, and pas in afgishtaim, another kind of African language, is also means two. So what's the two? To teach us two parshas. Yeah, two parshas. So what's the two parshas? Kaddish Rev Kuviyach, Shema Vim Shema. The four parshas in tefillin. Yeah, four parshas, so two. You put these one on the head and one on the arm. Yeah, four parshas on the head in four different compartments, and four parshas which are rolled in one cloth on the arm. Yeah, they're not in different compartments, all in one compartment on the arm. And that's how tefillin is performed, and we learn it out from the word, an African and Kaspi word, which is a non-Jewish language. So the point is, Rabbi Nachman is bringing this out from the Gemara Menachos, to make known that every language of the Goyim, there is Elokus, Mechaya, so that gives energy to it. Yeah, so it's just important to know this. We have to have a munah all the time. We're dealing with godliness. We're not dealing with just this sort of thick non-Jewish world. It has godliness in it. It's important. Even the Torah first teaches that. Yeah, something which is, you know, seems so strange to non-Jews when they see the tefillin, and ultimately when Mashiach comes, it's going to, or even before, hopefully. When they're going to see the tefillin on us, they're going to have fear. That's what it says in the Gemara. So, you know, it was a nice concept that this Nate guy said to me today, another important thing, because I said to him, we need to destroy all our enemies. He said, you know what I really want? I said, what? He said, I want all our enemies to have a munah. Start being my minim.
Lefty over there.
I know, lefty. Okay. No, but like, we're destroying them, whatever, the ones who want to kill us. But
listen, I agree.
But there's a lot of Parsim who are Iranians who hate their government.
Right.
And there's a lot of other people, I don't want to say in the basement, Shlomo doesn't know, a lot of other people who hate their supposed leaders. and they want to just live, and they want to. They also believe in God, hopefully, and they want to serve God like that, son of Hamas or whatever.
Right.
There's these guys out there who want to just serve Hashem. They're not, you know, maybe they're a bit confused with who is how to get to Hashem through Yoshka or through, you know, Mohammed or whatever there is. But the point is that they're a bit confused. But the point is we can be miyasha that. It's okay. We can straighten that out. Yeah, we ultimately everyone will know Hashem through the Torah. Yeah, ultimately everyone will come to that revelation. But Bainatime, time, to destroy them all, every single person that lives in Iran, that's not Ratzon Hashem, because Hashem made them B'Selem Elokim. Every human being has potential. So if they're able to be Mamin and Hashem, we don't kill them all. We kill them once. Hashem will select who needs to be destroyed and who needs to be saved. Hashem will know much better what's in their heart and what's about, much better than we can ever do. So you have to keep praying. Well, here's the man himself. We're just quoting him. Oh, Hashem. We're just quoting you now and are learning.
Good.
Because we're learning that we're having a munah that there's elikus in every language and every people. One of the riyas is, says Totafos. Totafos, says the Gemara Menachos, Tat Bekas Bishtayim, Pas Ba'Afrike Shtayim. So we learn out from Totafos, says Rabbi Nachman, that even in the non-Jewish languages, there's godliness, elikus, and there's machaya them. So what you were saying today, we don't want to kill all the goyim, chas v'shalom. We want them all to be ma'aminim,
right?
To believe in the godliness that's within their nation as well.
Absolutely.
And within their language and within their culture, there's godliness there also.
Right.
I was quoting you.
Good. Thank you. So by quoting me, you will bring Bezrat Hashem the Gula Shleima.
Amen. Same shame Omram. You say it in the name of the person who said it. I said Rev Nate. Is that
Yotzi? That's good enough.
Okay. And then you walk into the basement. Just look at that.
Right.
We're going to have you as chazan today.
You have me as bal tefillah for mincha.
Chazan.
Not chazan.
You're going to sing a little bit.
No chazanish. I can't sing during
the. A little bit. Throw in a little taich.
Taich
for the gula.
Right.
Adiv shebechol leshanas achem yesham alikus machayasa. Zeh shemaybi biyushami tainis im yom alecha adam heichan alekecha tomelo bekrach godu. Shibaromi. So if someone says to you, it says Gemara and Tainis, where is your God? He says to you, where's your God? What did the rabbi say to him? He said, in the big city in Romi. That would be like Manhattan nowadays, or whatever. Shinema Eli Koi Messiah. Yeah, so what does he say here? Shinim says there, Adam Shishal Heikhan Elokecha. Yeah, so what was he translating here? Need some help now. Okay. One calls me from Seir. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya.
Uh-huh.
We see there. Yeah.
We see then.
What? Then when the person asks, "Where is your God?"
Uh huh.
That's what's happening here. We'll get to your question.
It's certainly you want to immersed in the abode of the evil forces.
Right. That's what's over there. Krach Godom Roy. Meshukach means to be enveloped. Midor Klippas. He's in all the like. These shells and negative forces. He holds the Yatsasim in a cloud for Kovi Be'ikah. And we've said this before. He's taking himself out from the cloud and he's denying the Ikah. What's the Ikah Amunah? Like we have in the Seder Agada, like with the Russia. He's denying the Ikah that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us all these Chukim, Mishpatim. So too with this guy, he's doing the same thing. He's saying, you know, where's your God? Shinemah Heikan Elokecha Nidma Lo Shemakama Ein Sham Elokim. The way it seems to him that in his place there is no God, God forbid. Yeah. So he says to him, even in those places of Klippas and Manhattan Dukkah Lights and all the Tel Aviv Dukkah parties, is what? Even over there, you're able to find the godliness. Because he's the one giving life to it. It's amazing, Chesed Hashem. He gives life to even a Pibalei Averit. Even the time of Znus, he's giving life force. If Hashem didn't give it Chiyas,
when someone says to you,
nothing would happen.
When someone says to you, where's God? You could say, I'm looking at him.
Yeah, it's all the time.
Meaning like you know,
yeah.
The person saying.
You're a godly creation. You don't think he's God, but you know that godliness is
giving
Chiyas to that person.
But everyone has like a piece of
has a spark of Hashem. Especially when you're talking about Yiddish and Hashemahs. And the general world, they also have some level of nefesh, according to Tanya and other Swarim. But here he's saying there's godliness even within their languages, within their, and he's machaya them all the time. Because Hashem is mechaya everything. Remember, this is when we give tzedakah, because we're mamin. It shows Hashem is sholet when the time of tzedakah, but it's showing him he's running the thing, not us. That's how we need of tzedakah also. Shem ata yochel davik etz asmcha bo yisbrach. That from there you are able to davik and join yourself to Hashem yisbrach. L'shuv eila b'tshuv Hashem. You see, you asked me that question before. What's the point? By you tuning into the godliness in that moment, you're able to now connect to that godliness, davik to it, and what? Davik yourself to Hashem yisbrach, and then to return to tshuva. Shlema. Not just tshuva shlema. That's what happened to me. I told you my story, yeah? So I saw godliness, and I was davik to it, and I'm still in the process of tshuva shlema. I'm still doing tshuva on the tshuva, as Rabbi Nachman talks about. Because Hashem is not far from you. And we know that's a pasuk from Devarim. He brings it. The Hashem is Korev, you know, Alecha, Ma'od, he's very close to you. The whole Tanya is built on that. And then we know that in your place are just lots of clothings. You don't see it. It's covered up. It's hidden, seemingly. And every person is able to go from level to level. The whole avoda is to get closer and closer to Hashem, going up level step by step, more and more gilui of Hashem, more revealing His alakus, His mechayek kulam. And then you're able to understand Hashem with deeper understanding. And you're able to come to this higher level of the Vekas to Hashem. It's Mato Levushim. And what happens is the Levushim actually start to get less and less. Clothing gets less and less. Like the Balatani used to see on the Osius. He never saw people anymore. He just saw godliness. He saw Elikus. He saw Osius, or the Aleph base. That's where our Heilig Sadik with Balatani was. And it's because anyway. And then we have other Siddiqim as well, the Chozel of Blin. We could just list and list Siddiqim, who they started to look at people and see. Let's say about my Rebbe even. In this generation, he has this thing called Chochmas Pasufim, where he's able to see on the face of a person, like who they really are, and give advice based on that. It's a deep concept, but he's able to see the, and also in the hands as well, another such a concept. He's able to see through looking at the person much deeper, see the Ruchnias Shabbat, not just the Gashmias. It's might, because what happens is the Levushim get less and less. That's what we're learning here. There's Ma'at HaSimsumim, and the Simsumim also get less. The constrictions get less. Azu Mekarev Yosef El Hashem Yisbrach. And then he's able to come closer to Hashem Yisbrach. Yochel Lo'ev Etz Atzmo Im Hashem Yisbrach B'Hav Yisrael. And then he's able to love himself with Hashem Yisbrach, with an increased love. The Dafka from that place of doing business with the non-Jews, going out there, seeing the Elokus and everything, they actually come to Tshuva Shleim, you come to Mimayet, all the cover-up, you get less and less, and you come to a level of loving Hashem more. You get. It's actually a very powerful journey to Tshuva Shleim, to Avas Hashem. It's through knowing this, having this clarity, and not learning these Torahs, you get the chizuk and the hashkafa that you can find Elokus and everything, and Machayas Kulam, Hashem, and you can reveal it more and more. Initially, it might seem a bit external at the beginning, but the more you think in these ways, the more you tune yourself into Hashgacha practice. You know, I said to my wife today, I have to, Hashem forgive me, I said, like, sometimes the way business is done, like, I hate this world, mamish. Like, they're just, the hunger for money out there, and, like, the way they do business, they don't care about it. The fellow teammates, the fellow people you're working, your partners, people you're working with, they just care about themselves, yeah? It's very painful to experience, especially when it's meant to be this public, famous Jew who everyone respects, thinks he's so holy and all that. And you see, he doesn't really look after you. He doesn't ask how you're doing. He just cares about how much money he's making and stuff like that. And you get a bit pained by it. So what you have to do, you have to say, no, this guy has godly spark. And everyone else sees it in a public way because he's very good at showing that side of himself. So the money side is having a bit of a challenge. Okay, I get it. We all have challenges with money. So we have to, like, melamed tzchus, we have to try think deeper into it and realize that even the Nesoyan is from Hashem and somehow find a Nekudat Tova. Yeah, and still, you know, one of the things that I've tried to do is never really give up on a Yid. There's always ability to still work with someone and make something good out of something. Always on some level, at least. Maybe you can't be, like, best buddies, but you can still make something good out of it. Anyway, on this note, Hashem should give us the koach with Pesach coming up, Pesach. You have to pay a sach, you have to pay a lot, but Pesach, mouth speaks. It should bring out all the Shevach to Hashem. He's helping us all the time, and everything we're doing is Hashem's work. Get closer and closer, love Him more, come to Emunah Shleima, Tshuva Shleima, all these good things, and we zok to Chag Kosher Sameach Pesach. And this is the Chag Emunah. Get renewed Emunah for the whole year. Emunah from Seder night, Emunah from Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah. You're getting judged on your Emunah. This is the main tefillah to ask for during Rosh Hashanah, when you're eating, during Pesach, excuse me, eating matzah to grow your Emunah, to heal your Emunah. And with that, you'll have, with Emunah, you get everything. You get panasa, you get shalom bayis, because now you're in a real relationship with Hashem, in a havas Hashem, and that will spill over to everyone around you, Mr. Hashem. Amen.
Thank you.
And it's big chizuk. It's a very special Torah.
Yes, it is.